Now, I move down to verse 3 of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. A good soldier of Jesus Christ. Well, Christian is a soldier. Now, that means there's a battle to be won. And the number one is put down here of the seven figures of speech, a good soldier. Number one is my son. And number two is a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, how is the child of God a soldier? Well, we saw in the last chapter of Ephesians, he's fighting a spiritual battle and that he needs the armor of God. Now, he says in verse 4 here, no man that warreth entangling himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now, can you imagine a soldier in the midst of battle going to his lieutenant or sergeant and saying, well, sergeant, I'm sorry to have to leave, but I've got to go over into the city and make a deposit and see about some business over there, and then I got a date with a girl, a local girl tonight, and I just won't be able to be here. Can you imagine a soldier doing that in the midst of battle? Well, a great many Christians are trying to fight like that today. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now, this is, of course, a matter of priorities. Here he is to endure hardness, and that means to suffer hardness with Paul. That is the thing that he's talking about here. And I do not think that this in any way means that a man is not to get married. There are those that have used that as an argument and use this verse. It hasn't anything in the world to do with that. It means to be entangled in the world down here in such a way that he's not able really to live the Christian life or that sort of thing. I had a lady call me one time in Los Angeles, and she said I was at church. And when you ask for those to accept Christ, I accepted Christ, but I made no move at all from my seat. And the reason is that my husband died recently, and he and I operated a liquor store. And I'm running the liquor store. And I wondered about it. And I'm calling you now because I don't think I can continue. Now, if you say, get a hammer and go in there and break every bottle, I'll do it. But you tell me what to do. Now, what would you have said? Now, I'm going to get some letters on this one, by the way. I'll tell you what I told her. I said, don't go in there and break bottles. You won't stop the liquor business breaking up a few bottles. If you could, I'd be for that. But that's been your only income. I would say, sell it and go out of the business. That's the way that you're not to entangle yourself in the things of this life. And that is, in my judgment, the thing that the child of God is to recognize, that you and I, as a soldier today, we are to understand that the Christian life is not a playground, but it's a battlefield. And it's a battlefield where battles are being won and actually battles are being lost. And therefore, the child of God is to recognize that there's a spiritual battle on.